This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. To my right, the man in charge. You may know him as Tropodoc. It's Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Future Cruise comic. Across from me, we have David Wayne, one of his famous shirts.
Yep, the
RTJ.
One of my famous four shirts that I own.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? There's another one with a bear with honey on it, right?
Yeah.
That's Ron Funches' shirt, but yeah.
Yeah, Ron Funches.
Funches of Oats. But I don't wear that as much because that's only a 4X and it doesn't fit me as well as these 5Xs do.
4X?
Yeah, I'm wearing a 5X shirt right now. Jesus, I don't know if you know Christ. That. I'm large, man. I'm like a refrigerator.
How do you not feel sicker than I do all the time?
I don't know. I got really good jeans.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Yeah. Plus, I work.
They got whiskering.
Whiskering?
Yeah, they got whiskering.
Is that what that's called?
That's what that, like, those lines when they're, like, fanning out, like, from the crotch. It's called whiskering. Yeah.
What, so his dick's like a kitty nose?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. Small and pink.
All arrows.
Cold.
Yeah.
Wet.
Wet.
Always wet.
Always sweaty.
The thing that comes out of it's dry.
Underneath it's bumpy like a cat tongue. It's no good.
Yeah. Exactly. That was one of the few things I learned when I worked at Men's Express.
I was about to say, we got to add.
You worked at Men's Express.
Yep. Travadoc / fashion extravenaire.
Extravenaire.
I don't know what word
you
I was
got
going
it.
For.
Let's get into this. You worked at Express for men?
Right. For all
right.
It was like 6 months.
All right.
So, yeah.
In the summer job?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a summer
job. How many gay guys worked there?
Including
actually,
that?
Yeah. Besides you.
Exactly. Well, it was mostly women. There was one gay dude.
Women? What is this, a goddamn haircuttery? Like, why?
A men's clothing store staffed by women.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like when you go
they
to
moonlight from the other Women's Express, so they'd be like, oh, we need someone that can actually, like, can actually give fashion advice. There's one guy that, like, they would ask me, like, I would give sales to other people because they'd be like, what would go good with this? And I'd say, I don't know.
You're like, then, Karen?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Terry, get over here.
Can you zhuzh this gentleman up?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a bunch of squid butt rockers or whatever you call them, David, because Pensacola is a big Navy town.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're coming there buying, like, turtlenecks and shit?
Yeah, they would come in, like, buying.
You know,
they usually buy, like the $100 pair of jeans and stuff like that.
Diesel.
I don't even know what their exclamation is. Like, you know, the Army is hua and the Marines are ura.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is the Navy?
Splash.
Is it? Yes!
Pretty much.
It's YMCA. Yeah.
It's the sound of a shitty V6 Mustang revving its engine. An automatic V6 Mustang. Sorry, I'm a big car guy.
These horses run.
Yeah. The light rustle of a pencil mustache.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the guys that worked there, he had a Mustang.
A Mustang?
He had a Mustang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sure did, yep. He was a DJ, too.
Of course he was.
He's like, hey, Matt, can you work this Saturday? And they're like, no, and it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, man, I got a gig.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a gig at the VFW.
It's a Trans Am, but I don't give a fuck.
Close enough.
God, I can just imagine him trying to like put all those peach crates in the back of his little Mustang.
Peach crate.
That's what they carry the records in.
Really?
If he's a real DJ, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he probably just had, like, a little thing. It was, like, tucked under his arm.
This is, like, 2006, maybe.
He might have had real, techniques and shit.
Yeah. No, it was...
He just had a peach crate with, like, a fucking iPod in it.
Yeah. Just carries a crate, and they're like, well, where are all your records? He just pulls it out, like, right here, bud. It's like a USB stick. I'm like, what do you just press play? No, I use this other thing that's like a fake turntable that I just wiki it on.
It's like I got all the hits from Moby to Crystal Method.
That's the name of the game. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Where's Christopher Walken at?
Right. Oh, that's a Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
That's close enough. All right. They all blend together. They're all like awkward white
Listen
dudes.
Listen up, you motherfuckers.
That's a great song, though.
Wow.
So Express for Men, huh?
Yeah.
Did you shop there, though? Did you get the sweet discounts?
Yeah, you did get a good, pretty good
Like, I look at Express as, like, it's like the It's
like the stuff's pretty nice. The
no, that, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you have Walmart, then Target, then you have like Old Navy, and then Express. Like, that's it's like not that much better, but it just seems better.
He got all the khakis and corduroy sweaters he could tie around his neck.
Exactly, and, like dynamite hat and shit. Cause the boys in the hood.
Yeah, I heard the Boys in the Hood song before I heard the actual like Eazy-E one.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you're so white.
Me too.
It was bad. I was like, this song's great. And he said the
end
word.
Yeah, exactly. I think I got jumped to the original Eazy-E one.
Did you?
Yeah, probably. When I was a kid. Yeah, no, it was just, you know.
At least it's got a slow beat to it. You don't want to get, like, stomped to Twister or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Gonna beat your
Yeah, right. Just wailing down on me.
Just like turns on Adrenaline Rush by Twister. And you're like, oh god.
I mean, yeah. If you're gonna get
it's gonna
jumped,
get brutal.
If you're gonna get jumped, you want to
make a cadaver over.
Yeah, you want to have a nice, you know, beat going to it. Nice little
like
metronome.
A good beat to get beat to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat it up.
Where there's breaks in there and shit too, so it gives you a little recovery time.
Get taken down to Biggie. Can't you see?
Yeah, like I could work all day with this. Wappy.
You don't want to get beat down to Rap God or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, is he on meth? These fists are just...
No, it was a good job. It was... Well, not... It wasn't a good job. No, not at all.
It
was. It was like... The,
it was probably
I was always
fun,
the,
though.
Like, actually, apparently, I was... turns out I'm really good at selling jeans. I had, like, the least amount of hours, but for the amount of time that I worked, I was really good at selling jeans. So I got a free pair of jeans. Like,
nice.
And then I quit.
You're like, I've already seen the top of this mountain.
Did you frame the jeans like the first dollar you ever made?
Pretty much. Yep.
These are the first jeans I ever earned.
Yeah, he went next door to the frame kiosk in the mall. And
yeah.
He was like, here, will you frame these for
my,
me?
My friend. Now put on the screen.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't want my eyelash thrash or whatever the fuck they do.
He's doing like the octopus head rub thing.
Yeah.
What is it? Eyebrow threading?
Eyebrow threading?
Yeah, I don't want none of that. Or they always.
I'd rather hear eyebrow thrashing.
Get that going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember that. We walked through the mall and like.
It's just someone hitting you in the face with a rope.
Yeah. I'd be with Mac's girlfriend and this guy wearing way too much cologne would come over. Barely spoke English.
Yeah.
You need this cream, lady. You put it on your skin. I'm like, get away. So I'd like try to like shield him.
Just a cloud.
She's like, come on,
car.
Let me try it. I'm like, oh my God. It turns into 20 minutes of me trying to find ways of not to have to buy this shit.
Yeah.
That's what it turned into.
Yeah, you break up with her.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Yeah. Anytime there's anything inconvenient to you, break up with them.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm going to be in the food court when you're ready to
be. No compromises.
I'll be in the food court when you're ready to be reasonable, all right? Like, see you there.
I'll be getting a Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Yeah.
That would make for
Sparrows.
A much shorter Dr. Phil episodes, wasn't it? What are you going to do? You got to break up. You got to leave this tag. Dump this bitch. She's going to interrupt your football game. Tell her to get to the fucking curb.
He tells her. He gives that advice, and then they bring the girl out. And he's like, what do you have to say for yourself?
No, he just like...
And then flips it, because she's been in a soundproof booth the whole time.
He gives the advice, and the guy leaves. He's like, yeah, fuck that whore. And just like walks out.
Now like, we have Marie.
Wait, where's my husband? He was your husband.
Now he's a free man with self-respect and dignity.
Turns into some kind of dating show. Like a mini bachelorette. Here, take your pick between these three guys who wives left them earlier today.
Yeah.
He just gives her a cat and a bottle of wine.
Perfect, yeah. Ben and Jerry.
Tachi. With the dildo, man, just in case you didn't know.
No, it's just like, I'm about to grind something off of me tonight.
She's going to be getting it nice and smooth like a pearl.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice little million, pearl clit.
Million grit sandpaper. Smooth it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So how was Parrish, Matt? You went to
Parrish.
And did some shows?
Yeah, so the early show was 4 p.m. Then the late show was 7 p.m. Yeah, the sun was still out during both shows.
Was there a buffet at either one?
No. That place was hopping, though.
Can you imagine, like, comedy during a buffet? That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, that would be insane. That would suck so hard.
You make them laugh so hard they drop their shrimp.
Or drop
they choke on it. Yeah.
Or drop a shrimp.
You're, like, competing
just
with, like,
falls off the plate.
Yeah.
Competing with a sizzling steak on the grill.
So, like at a Golden Corral, is that what we're talking
about? That's what I was thinking. No, you know they have like these little hot plates.
They're cutting the prime rib with the electric knife.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of Matt's punchline.
Yeah, we, that was, they,
listen to because of that
Spotify. I've heard shows of people done in restaurants that are just horrible like that.
Right.
I think they should ban shaken drinks from fucking any place that comedy happens.
Or
margaritas.
Margaritas, good God, yeah.
But I mean, shaking
is
just
like,
the
so
worst.
My wife and I, gank!
Or coffee or any of that,
yeah.
Like, what are you playing, Yahtzee? Fucking calm it down. Yeah.
Full house. For some reason, they feel the need to get the ice from the bottom of the fucking thing whenever they need it during any part of the show.
I love when the bartender is loudly talking to the patrons at the spot where comedy is happening.
Right.
So fun.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking over the comics.
Yeah.
What do you want to drink? They're just like yelling at you. Like,
what do we have on specials?
Coors Light, Bud Light.
$4
Stella Wells. Artois. Stella Ader.
Stella Ader.
Yeah. So, no, it was a great little room. It was me.
Stella Cidre.
Cidre. It was me, Rob Gargiulo. There was Victoria Yepes. Yepes.
Kevin Taylor. Jeffrey Klein.
And Katie McCoy.
Klein.
It was a good. So there's this guy that I'm pretty. Was like obsessed with Jeff. And he just like.
Just kept closer.
Well,
to
it's because they don't get too many of his kind in Paris.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just gay, by the way, for anyone out there.
Yeah. Beige glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, was he wearing a sweet donut shirt?
No. No, he was wearing a burgundy shirt. It was so gay. No, but this guy, like, was just, like, awkwardly hanging around, like, at the end of the 4 p.m. show. His wife is just like, Ronnie, we gotta go. And he's like, not yet.
I kind of like, beat that gay man up.
I'm fascinated by this gay fella.
Look at him.
Like, I didn't want to laugh, but he made me laugh.
Like from the TV box.
Yeah,
he ain't prancing around or nothing.
Mince, boy, mince.
Sashay that walk.
I couldn't tell at all if he was gay or not. Like, it was the best acting job I've ever seen, and we got community theater down the road.
They did Little Women.
Yeah.
Then Oklahoma. This is the guy that, like, was trying to, like, interject his jokes into people's jokes. Yeah. And on Last Call, he ordered a pitcher of beer.
Of course he did.
At Last Call?
Yeah. And just drank it. He drank it out of the pitcher, didn't he? He didn't even pour it into a glass.
He didn't even stop to breathe.
Yeah. Just chugged it.
Right.
Just tipped it to the side and just...
Yeah. I think that's pretty much how it
goes. Wait, just like, you want two glasses for you and your wife? No. She doesn't get any of this
beer. The fuck's a glass?
This is my beer.
Yeah.
It's like we're waiting. Get her a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
It's a special night.
Right, yeah. But I was leaving the 7 p.m. show because the late show. I had to leave early, and the guy was still there, and his wife was still trying to get him into the truck. But I was like, "All right, guys, have a great night. You know, drive safe or whatever." And the guy looked at me. He was like, "Oh, thank you. Hey, that ain't the gay one."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course, I knew it. Can always tell with this shit, dude.
Yeah, I was like, "What the."
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was leaving finally after, you know, like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said bye to like them and their wife or whatever, and he was like, that ain't the gay one.
About you?
Yeah, that ain't the gay comic.
Well, questionable.
It was so weird. Yeah, it was weird. I was like, go home, you fucking weirdo. Go suck a dick. I know that's what you're curious about. Just go do it.
Yeah, just get it out of your system.
Yeah, whatever. Cool, you have a wife. It's happened before. Not.
She was like, honey, why are you pulling into this truck stop? This is a Prius. What the hell are you doing?
Read amongst yourself. Read amongst yourself. Just like puts like the sun blocker thing in the windshield. And,
right.
So she can't see out the window. You stay right here. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
And yet he just gets like fucking railed out on the hood of the car.
Yeah. What was that shake? A bad storm came through.
Honey, put on the e-brake.
Why does it look like someone slobbered on the windshield? Goddamn wiper fluid.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's making it worse. Don't use the wipers.
There's bird shit all over the hood.
Oh, bite the wiper. I'm going in dry.
Yeah. You see like sweaty mantid prints on the hood.
Gross.
Baby. That's my dream.
Right in the Firebird insignia.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Railroading somebody on a Trans Am. Is that like
turning sideways? Laid up on the hood.
Me and you both, birdie.
You see that? That's where his belly button was.
Were you okay? You kept screaming, Jesus. I was praying.
I was praying.
Praying you wouldn't tear that ass up too bad.
Why do you think my knees are sore?
Yeah, so
casually wiping his
mouth. when you're looking at him, did you think he like was kind of like curious? He was gay, you think?
It seemed like he was fascinated for like a cultural experience. He's like, hey, I never talked to one of y'all before.
Well,
you don't intimidate me.
That's
like
kind of obvious. Like that's kind of refreshing then when you think about it. Because, I mean, he's not going to be able to tell any of his friends that he met a gay. They're going to fucking beat his ass.
You know for sure that's going to be the first thing he's doing Monday morning at the construction site. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he'll tell them they beat him up.
You're going to believe like what I did this weekend.
I hung out with a gay guy that was funny, and I didn't want to fight him.
He didn't even try to fuck me once.
I think we got this stereotype wrong, fellas.
They're like, what?
Him and that nail gun.
I tell you, he was a little overweight, too. It's like, they really play against the stereotypes these days.
Didn't sound, he had one of the deepest voices I've ever heard in my life. He did not sound gay at all. Sure, it was a little Burberry color, but. Or what color was it? Burgundy?
He looked like he liked sports, but he talked like he liked musicals.
That's what we call one of the good ones.
That's what we call an Oklahoma Thunder fan, if you know what I mean. Oklahoma City Thunder
Oklahoma
fan.
Oklahoma, is that what you said? Yeah. We did it. Stream
finally.
Of consciousness. Yeah.
I do love Jeff Klein, though. He's a beast.
You have to.
He's a beast. How did he do headlining? Good?
That'd be great. Yeah. Like, it was, he was in
Did great.
Yeah. He was in a tough spot, though, because it was, there. I think there was maybe one or maybe two to three waitresses top for that room. So they like at the very
scrambling.
End, it was they're scrambling to just get everybody their fucking bills.
Oh, so the check drop was rough.
The check drop, I swear to God, lasted his entire fucking set.
Really?
And then like a couple of the drunk 30? People trying to like interject in. Yeah,
featuring is the best.
Yeah. What did he do? 30 though?
Yeah, he did 30.
Oh man. I feel like that's got to be the best spot to feature.
They always say it is because there's no check drop.
The crowd's
the host
warmed
up, is warmed up.
No announcements.
Yeah.
No check drop.
Go right. In, do 20, and you're fucking out.
People already went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
If not, they'll go like right when you get off stage, pretty much. Like once you finish your joke and you're putting the mic back in or whatever, that's when they're like, oh shit, the headliner's coming. Let me go run to the piss.
Be a professional middleman.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
And then the fucking club will be like, oh, we got guest sets. Your set says a little short. We're still going to pay you the same. That's like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need some cocktail napkins. I'm dripping.
Right.
I'm dripping pre, bro.
You want me to do 12 minutes? Oh. I got to go change my pants.
Here, someone come with me on my fucking Camaro.
Well, I think that's I guess you could do that when you get like for like people who headline theaters.
Yeah.
You host that for like 15, 20 minutes and you get paid way better than you would at a club.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And most of the time, the people are there for comedy, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I've only gone to theater shows two times, and both times people hate the opener.
Like, really?
They hate that they exist.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about the theater crowd. They don't wrap their head around, like, oh, well, the headliner would probably want the audience warmed up. I don't know, a little bit.
Yeah, then
order for you to have a good time.
Yeah. But, like, they're just, like, waiting for the host to get off the stage, it feels like, from the second she, and it's almost invariably a she, steps up.
Yeah. Now, I've been...
That was the feature for Mike Birbiglia. She was god-awful. I can't remember what her name was. But it was 15 minutes of her saying, penises are weird.
That could be any female
solid
comic.
Yeah, 15 fucking minutes of that. It was weird. It was just fucking weird. The That was the whole, like...
Do you think we're bigger than playing that?
Yeah.
So that way he's the star?
The cleanest comic in the world.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wondered. I was like, is this on purpose? Because is there... Did they say, so bad, I dare you to go out and do this set that I wrote on a cocktail napkin last night?
A bar napkin or something.
Right, yeah. Because they, like, both of them were just bad.
Or it's to the point where they're like, it's so bad that they just, when anyone comes out besides the feature or opener, they're going to be like, yes, thank God, you know?
The lady who
I was really happy to see him, that's for sure.
The lady who opened for Aziz, they did not like her. I think her name was Moshe Kasher.
Okay.
Moshe Kasher. That's pretty funny. You don't know who Moshe Kasher is?
Uh-uh.
He's married to Natasha Leggero.
Oh. Gay?
Well, yeah. That's I always thought he was gay for, like, ever. And the next thing I know, they're, like, dating. And I'm like, what? That's not true.
But, I mean, the audience was just annoyed that he was there.
Yeah. He's one of these guys who's, like, really smart. And he lets you fucking know it, like, every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And so imagine that and then telling jokes, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah. To a room full of people. And well, it's
that
just,
sounds unbearable.
You just want to beat his ass.
Yeah. And then
you stop listening after like the first minute because you're like, we get it, dude. You're a smart guy or whatever. Yeah.
And then the guy you're opening for is like Tinder stories, meeting celebrities, and like.
Very right. like in, like outward introvert kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know, hey, I'm Aziz.
Yeah.
I can't do an Aziz impression, but you get it.
Right.
But I mean, like, that's the weirdest pairing ever. But like, apparently they're like bestest of friends. So like, I guess they work together a lot.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're probably the a writing thing. Yeah.
Hated them. When was this?
Oh, some people are good writers, but they're not good stand-up.
No, it's not even that. I'm telling you. It's like, for whatever reason, the theater crowd's like, what do you mean there's another person?
Yeah.
Right. This one-man show.
It's just like when people ask me about
shows.
Well,
it's like when I see a band.
Like, when people ask me about shows, the most irritating thing that I fucking hear is like, what time do you go on? I'm like, there's a whole show.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't pay for a ticket to watch me do 8 minutes. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but no, but like, I guess when you go see bands, I mean, they don't always list the opening act, do they?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, why do you want to go just for the one thing? Like, you want to go for the show.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you only want to go for the one. Like, it annoys the fucking shit out of me when people ask me.
Right, and they usually know some of your jokes, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I just want to go watch your part. And I'm like, why?
Right. Well,
that's fucking insane.
Like, but I also appreciate it.
No, like, it's disrespectful for everyone else on the bill to do that.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, if someone brings out their friends and they just want to see them, well, they go up first or second and then half the room leaves.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
like,
pretty fucked up.
When Bobby did his show, and I don't mean to put this out there, but I'm going to. When Bobby did his show, he didn't open on jokes. He just did, like, a couple announcements, like one simple joke, and he did his set right before the headliner.
Yeah.
But as soon as he wrapped his set, probably 20, 30 people get up and immediately just start leaving the room.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm just like, seriously, like an eighth of the crowd is just like, all right, we're done. I'm like, you came, like, you didn't come to watch the headliner, the guy who's going to do
professional
35 minutes.
Yeah. 35 minutes isn't that long to hang out for anyway.
Well, why would you not even want to hear his first joke? You're just like, well, obligation complete. I guess I can leave now.
Yeah, it's like going to the favor your mom asked me of is done.
It's like going to a baseball.
The blood is dried on the contract. I'm out.
Yeah. No, it's like going to a baseball game and just watching the guy that you like bat. And then you're like, oh, the rest of it, I'm just going to hit on this hot dog fucking waitress.
I'm going to go stand in the concourse and wait for the round.
Yeah, and then just watch the TV like, oh, he's back up again. Let me run out to the field. Like, what the fuck is this?
I like the fact that he said hot dog waitress.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's late in the day, okay? I'm sorry. No, but like...
Yeah, since we usually record early.
It's like, sharper in the morning. I'm like, I got the sundowner syndrome.
Madam, right. what do you recommend to pair with this hot dog? To pair with this Nathan.
A ketchup shot.
Yeah. I would suggest onions.
So,
ooh, fuck. You're good.
Do you want to talk about why we're doing this late?
Maddie's
car trouble?
Right, yeah. So I went to a friend's Halloween party last night after the Parrish show in Titusville.
Parrish.
Then
how far
halfway,
is Titusville? Like an hour away?
3 hours? Oh, well, from here, 3 hours.
From me, if you use the toll roads, like 2 hours. Yeah. If you don't, it's like two.
So it's like north of Orlando? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little north of that.
Northeast, right?
Yeah.
God damn, Melbourne's going the other way.
You're going far.
Right. Yeah. But it's...
Sorry,
Melbourne. Farted once a year or whatever. But on the way back, my back right tire blew out. Like, it's like it happened in two steps. Like, it sounded like something was like... It sounded like a panel was kind of like flapping or something like that. And then it was like, this thing's done. And like, I was like, what the hell was that? And then, oh, God, yep. So luckily it was like right next to a toll plaza. And there wasn't like a whole lot of people around. And it didn't, I didn't get to a rim. So that's another good thing.
You didn't bend the rim, yeah.
No, yeah. So that was like, but... Whenever that happened, like the entire time, I was just waiting for I have the jack, but like the part that you put in to like twist it and put it up isn't going to be there, or I didn't check to see if I had a spare, or because I've got the donut right now, so that's really pairing well with all my other tires. So
you know what's funny is in my dad's car, for whatever reason, they don't have the spare. Mm-hmm. Like he has like a Sonata, like a 2014 Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
And like
Sonata.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the tire. They just have like a fix-a-flat that's like underneath the thing in there.
They don't even have a donut?
No.
I think it's against the law.
Well.
Tell Hyundai.
Oh, yeah.
Shit,
Damn Koreans.
They're like, well, we just want to free up some space in your trunk. And he's like, well, this doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, we needed this wall space, so we took out all of the defibrillators and the cardiac floor.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, why would they...
Fucking, I don't.
Is there a jack in there, like a scissor jack or anything?
Yeah, well, like the entire time, I was just waiting for like something else to break, or like I wouldn't be able to get all the lug nuts off, or something like that. But luckily, it went as smooth as it pretty much could have gone. But I was just waiting for like that to be on a video of like, oh, that was a close call, where I'm like changing the tire, then like somebody just like hits my car. And I'm just, like, still turning the fucking thing. I'm like,
you're turning it as the car is spinning around.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, one of those things that happened.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been like that. Me and my cousin, we broke down one time. We were coming back from, like, we were double date with our girlfriends. Like, Kings and Me is, like, 2 hours from Virginia Beach. Yeah. And, like, her car breaks down on the way back, like, my cousin's girlfriend at the time. We're on the side of the highway, and we're all just tired, and we were fighting on the way, like on the way home. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I look at my cousin, I'm like, I just want someone to fucking crash and kill both of us right now. He's like, I know, dude. I've been thinking the same thing. It's so fucking weird, dude.
Right.
I'll never forget that. It's just a weird little thought. I don't know why.
Right. Because I was, that was.
Because you're like thinking, you're like, oh, this isn't going to go smooth, but his girlfriend knew like a tow truck driver. He comes out. And so it all worked out, but it's just like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop like the whole time.
I was waiting for... Like
this is going too good.
Like I knew I needed like I did need a new back tire, or I didn't.
Yeah, we talked about that a while ago when I got mine done from Amazon.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to like be driving back home and then like the other one go out. And I'm like, motherfucker!
Matt will be like, Alexa, new tire.
New tire order.
You have an Alexa in your car?
No.
What size, dickhead? Don't you backsass me. Just give me a tire.
Dude, cool. I did just watch a Crowder video.
Oh, did you?
Like, you know, they got Crowder. Is it Steven Crowder?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like this like guy. I don't know. He's like some Canadian dude. But he had like a...
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. He's French Canadian, right? You lay off my heritage.
People think I'm slow because I'm from Canada, eh? Yep.
Shut up. But no, they did like an Alexa test where they bought like one of the little Alexa and they asked all these questions to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very like, it gives like very progressive answers. Like I asked who Joseph Stalin was and it's like, oh, he was part of the alt-right, you know, regime of Soviet Union, blah, 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 and all this stuff.
Doesn't it go based off of your like web search history?
I don't know. I think he just bought it, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But then he's like,
so this is real. It's not like
no. This is a real thing. Like he has it sitting down. Like him and his like producer are doing it. And then there's like And then he's like, it doesn't mention how many people he killed. And he's like, hey, Alexa, how many people did Joseph Stalin kill? And it's like, he killed 400 million or whatever it was. Yeah. And he's like, you might think about mentioning that in his fucking bio, you know, kind of thing. Right. And my favorite was he goes, Alexa, who is Jesus Christ? And it's like, Jesus Christ is a fictional character, blah, blah. And he's like, oh! So it's like, you know, because the people that make it are all like Silicon Valley people.
Yeah.
So he's like, they're putting their progressive ideas into the Alexa.
Right.
I was just laughing.
Perfect.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Because of that whole Alexa thing, yeah.
Alexa. I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
I said fucking TJ Miller. He said Silicon Valley. The moment passed.
Oh, yeah. That's such a great show.
Mm. I never got into that one.
It's Mike Judge. You'd love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
Beavis and Butthead.
Then I'd definitely. I'd love me some Silicon Valley then.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon?
Yeah, Silicon.
Silicon.
I say Silicon. Am I wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
You say potato, I say tomato.
What? All right, so you got your tire fixed. Right. Or you got a donut on.
So, yeah, yeah, so I got the donut.
And you barely made it here.
Yeah, barely, yeah. So
Today's
been pretty shit so far.
Should I put on some car rockabilly music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, David, you could explain how to change a tire.
You want me to change a tire?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, what are we talking about here?
Like
with your car and your business, where do you wind up taking it?
Oh, I haven't fixed anything.
Wait, you're driving on the donut?
He's still got the donut.
I still got the donut. That's why I was like,
yeah, I saw it when he pulled up. I'm like, Maddie,
Maddie, no,
right,
makes exactly. me real nervous.
So like, how do you like? Well, no, never mind.
Well, you got one of them Hyundais, don't you? There,
right? Yeah, I have one of Steven's dad's Hyundais. So like,
what
the good. Hyundai. Hyundai.
What do you mean you have one of my dad's Hyundais? You don't have a Sonata, you have an Accent.
I know, but it's not the same one, but it is the same one. But.
What?
What do you guys do? What does Davey do when he changes a tire?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. All right, what you're going to do is you got to go to the trunk. You got to lift up the trunk. Now, you got one of them hatchbacks. Now, you're going to flip the hatchback up, and you're going to get out the spare. Now, if you're lucky, you got a full-size spare, but you don't. You got one of them donuts.
Not in no Korean cars.
Yeah, not in them Korean. You're going to get a little one of them cheap donuts now, all right? So, you're going to get that, and what you're going to do, you got a scissor jack, right? Came with a little scissor jack. Going to use that jack of the car, all right? You got to put it. You gotta put on the jack mount. You don't want to put on the side skirt. Now you gonna fuck up that side skirt. You find
the
frame. You
rip up the wheel well like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't do that. You gotta find a frame, and there's gonna be a little jack mount for it. All right. Mm-hmm. You put the jack on there. Then you're gonna get out your little four way, and you're gonna spin the four way. Now find the lug nut. Now these ain't this ain't a four way like you're thinking. Now this ain't no porno.
You don't want to go too hot on that lug nut though.
No, you don't.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to strip it. You gotta make sure it's all right. You gotta get the right size.
Strip that bad boy. You never get it all. I tell you what, like a June bug. In July.
Well, you got to get yourself some PB Blaster now. A lot of people don't know that, you know. They like that WD-40 bullshit. I don't fuck with that. I get that PB Blaster. Spray down on them lug nuts if they tight. And loosen them up. Loosen them up like a virgin on prom night. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Then you spin that four-way, get the lug nuts off. You got a little car. It's probably a four-lug. Get them four lugs off.
Just four.
Yep, four lugs. Get them four lugs off, and then you go ahead and put that spare on there. Now, you're supposed to drive 50 miles on it now. How long you been driving on that?
60 miles.
Oh, my God, boy.
That's easily 50% too much.
You need to get your brother slash dad on the phone, because I need to have a chat with him. Raise some kind of punk-ass tropodoc man over here.
Teaching you all about squirrels. You're not teaching you about tire ripping.
Yeah, too busy working at Express Man instead of working at the goddamn auto shop like it's supposed to.
Working at the Express Station.
All right, I'm done. That was so silly. It wasn't as good as the last one, but you know.
Oh, I loved it.
Actually, I think that was probably pretty informative. Like, someone might actually
benefit from that.
You're going to be listening to this in the car and break down and be like, oh God, I want you to what episode number was it? Like going back.
Well, I didn't know it was called a scissor jack.
Yeah, well, there's two different kinds. There's a regular hydraulic jack or a scissor jack.
Yeah, is the scissor jack the one that looks
it's the one they have in the lesbian cars.
It's the one that you have, for sure.
Yeah. And the hydraulic
it looks like a diamond, and then it comes up. Yeah,
right, that's the scissor jack?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scissor me timbers. And then what, the hydraulic one is just like the peg.
That's just a regular one where you crank it.
What about the peg? Oh.
No, not that kind
what
of peg.
One? What are you talking about? Talking about jack stands?
Jack stands.
That's what I think you're thinking of.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Hydraulic, you pump it, and then you put the...
Pump it!
And then you switch it, and it goes...
You gotta pump it up and air it out.
That's what they use in NASCAR.
Oh, cool.
But there's just like one little Swift thing, and the whole goddamn car lifts up.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, because they're in a rush.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Did I imagine some guy in the pit crew like, where's the fire? What's the rush?
Yeah. He's out there with a scissor jack, like hand cranking it, taking his sweet little time.
Just because you put in your 2 weeks doesn't...
Are you going to hurry up? Do you want it done quick or you want it done right?
Go get you another little squirt of that Gatorade out of that rabbit.
They're lapping me.
He doesn't use an air jackhammer or anything. He just uses like a four-way. And just like it's a little... Hold on now. Give me some of that PB blast. I got to break these lug nuts loose. It was like the slowest pit crew ever.
Like an Amish pit crew?
They're all like my size. Right? Yeah. That would be funny. Like an Amish pit crew with a horse and buggy pulls up and they got to like, I don't know, douse the horse with water to cool them off.
Put a new like four spoke wheel on it.
I was just thinking about a David Wayne's being the pit crew. Just like everything has cheese on it.
They're just wiping off their oily rag with queso.
I wipe my brow. It's just like queso, yeah. Just all up in the... How do you expect me to change a tire? I got a cheeseburger on me. So I got like a cheeseburger on one hand. I'm trying to scissor the jack with the car.
The car's just sponsored by Velveeta and Tostitos.
Yeah. And microwaves.
No Tostitos. Those ain't no white man chips. All right. Give me some Doritos.
Be perfect. All right, little Piper Pips. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
God, she's all up in your shit.
I want to see a sketch with an Amish pit crew now.
Yeah. Chili, yeah. I just imagine you guys the entire time just eating chili dogs and farting. They're just like no prep while whatsoever. They're like, ah, God damn it, he's coming in.
Yeah, they get mad. Throwing shit.
Just the second the guy rolls into the fucking pit.
Like flipping tables.
No, the second the guy rolls into the pit, David just rolls his eyes and sighs.
Yeah.
God damn it. I just got comfortable.
Going to make me earn it today. And he gets up out of his recliner.
Hold my salsa. I do love chip and dip, though. I turned Maddie on to some of that Publix dip.
Yeah, the fire roasted.
Fire roasted salsa.
It's dude.
It's just like tomatoes, corn, and black beans.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
I love the buffalo chicken dip from there.
I've never had that
one.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's so good.
Put on like club crackers?
Yeah. If you put on whatever the fuck you want, you put it on your girl's naked body.
Mm. That's how you get diseases.
Freaky. Oh.
Matt, what are you doing?
He's got no interest in talking on mic anymore.
He's like talking to the floor. I guess the dog.
Well, the dog's in my mic, like in my mic cords. So I have no idea. It's come on, puppy.
We're having technical difficulties.
There it goes. Yeah.
Goddamn dog. That's the first time it's ever happened. We've recorded in here how many episodes?
Right. Yeah. And
she's like, I want to get involved.
Yeah, she just started walking around. Like, she usually navigates through the cables pretty well, but this time just couldn't do it.
No.
Just
couldn't figure it out, huh?
Now we pretty much just had to, like, flip her over. Like, yeah. take it up. Oh, don't.
Now she came to
me.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Now she went to David to give him loving. And then she, like, looked over at me.
Like, I don't like you no more.
Look at this.
You trapped me.
Yeah, you're going to have to be the mascot, Piper.
She's going to me too, you Matt. Be careful.
Yeah, exactly. He took a Q-tip to me.
Oh, God.
A Q-tip.
Yeah, that was Dogs in Heat. Or I think it was Cats. Mm. So, like,
ooh. Get a Q-tip. Or pencil eraser.
Yeah.
Put it in their ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got to satisfy them.
I don't know. I only pet my animals on the outside.
It's true. What are we going to do, Maddie here?
I fucking hate you, Maddie.
Burning bits.
Mm.
Hey, Piper.
Well, I'm just glad that you made it here alive.
Yeah. What was the last thing we talked about?
My pit crew.
Your tire.
Yeah. Davey Wavy pit crew.
Yeah. Steve, what are you doing?
What's the matter what I'm doing? Okay. You just keep talking. I'm listening. I'm here.
We're fading. I'm tired.
You're fading.
I am fading.
Old man David over here.
I know, dude. It's like... past my bedtime.
I heard.
That's why I can only go to pair shows.
I heard about Matt talking about, like, working out that kitty. I just want to find out a little more about it.
Well, like, first you have to grab the kitty.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm listening.
I mean, but you have
to get yourself a number two pencil.
But you don't just want to grab the kitty.
No.
No. You have to kind of sneak up on the kitty.
Yeah.
But then you gotta crouch down low. Mm-hmm. You know, get on like eye level with the
jungle
kitty.
Cat.
Right. Then you might want to start talking to it like, hey kitty.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, maybe.
Kitty? It's gonna get weird, kitty. I can tell by the way you look and the way you walk that you need something.
Yeah.
Something I can't give. Legally. Something I can't have given to you. Legally.
Ooh, yeah. Well, what can you do for that kitty?
But you pick up the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so gently. You take the kitty over to the couch. Mm-hmm. Get the kitty on the lap.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can just kind of tickle. Right above the tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pull out that pencil.
Then you get that number two.
Mm-mm.
You got to make sure you get the eraser head.
Yeah, you don't want to do the sharp end.
Damn it.
Unless it's one of them hairless cats. Them hairless cats and some kinky shit I heard.
Sphinx.
Yeah, sphinxes.
It's funny because this is a legitimate medical procedure.
Then you stimulate the kitty.
Yeah.
So it stops being loud and trying to, like, grind on your face and shit. So.
Yeah. That stops it from being in heat.
That's what it does?
Yeah.
My cat's fucking going heat like crazy. I'm never. Yeah. They scream at me. Black kitty screams.
It sounded dirty, but it was educational.
Yeah. Is that really a procedure?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you can do.
Dr. Kevorkian? Or you could use a Q-tip.
Yeah, Q-tip, pencil, doesn't matter.
And it just satisfies their urges?
It just calms them the fuck down.
Yeah, it's like, chill out, kitty.
No, I just let them fucking...
You don't do it for like an hour or anything. You do it for like
that's what I'm saying. Like, how do I know till they've come? Like, till they finish? I'm so confused.
Yeah, you keep washing them until they go, ew.
We got a squirter!
You put on SVU and you just work the pencil of the cat.
Yeah, full hour.
You're going to sit there until Dick Wolf comes up in the credits.
That's right.
Dun dun.
Then you come up for a beautiful idea of a spinoff of SVU, but it's about animal abuse. I'm like, you know what? This reminds me of something.
Yeah, it's just the very beginning. It's just like a dude on his couch just going like, to a cat. Mm. And then a guy shoots him or something.
The entire show is just anthropomorphic animals. Like a dog's like, this is my least favorite part of the job.
It's like Scruff McGruff.
Yeah. You're a freak.
Yeah. And the car runs by and he's distracted. And we lost our best man. Starts chasing the car. McGruff, get back here.
Just like, he runs and his uniform just rips apart.
he's like, looks like he took him to a farm. Upstate.
Yeah.
Dum dum.
Turns into like David Caruso.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yep.
Yeah. Looks like that kitty.
Yeah, just goes boo.
Looks like that cat's had 9 lives. He just spent all of them. Or she just spent all of them. Boom boom. Then Rishka Hardigay walks by for some reason. Iced Tea comes in. So what you're saying is, you put an eraser in a cat's ass? He's like so confused by it all.
Right. We're just going to do the John Mulaney.
That's
bit
what I was
now,
thinking. Yeah, I was like, all right, this is too Mulaney-ish.
So come out to do a turtle.
I was like, no, that's exactly John Mulaney.
Yeah.
The turtle's getting very angry with him. He's like, hey, man, there's nothing to flip over. Just shades.
It's just all animal puns. Yeah. Oh my god!
You want some of this soup,
turtle? So it looks like that rapper was a hip hop potamus.
<That's so bad. That's what the writing is on most of the shows, though.
Right. Well, that I just stole that from the Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay.
The lobby of the CSI studio is just full of Laffy Taffys.
That's all owned by Robert Daltrey. Is that his name?
Lead singer of the, Chris Daltrey?
No, the lead singer of The Who. Robert Dalton? What's his name?
Peter Tess.
Roger Daltrey. Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of
Spalding
The Who.
Spalding Gray?
No. Anyway, the guy that the lead singer of The Who owns all the CSIs. That's why all their intro songs are The Who.
Oh.
Is this a David made up
fact? No, dude, I told you these are stupid facts that I know.
Does this come from Virginia?
Yes, it's a Virginia fact.
CSI, Virginia Beach.
We had Atlantic Blue.
There's no yeah, it's just
I did used to call him
a guy just gets thrown off a trash mountain.
Yeah. No, we have Atlantic Blue, I called him.
The hell is that?
That
just someone's buried under like someone's holographic keychains from a souvenir store from Sun Stations.
That's right.
Yeah.
So many pennies got smushed into trash mountain shape.
So many turtle magnets.
Yeah. No, Atlantic Blue was the beach cops. But, like, they ride bicycles, because there was a show in the 90s called Pacific Blue,
yeah,
and it was about, like, bicycle cops at the beach.
So
we had those.
Spin-off?
Right. Yeah, that's just what I called them, just to, like, insult them, because they were like, the shorts and shit, like, the real high
and
shorts.
They were like, no one knows about that show.
Yeah, no one got it, dude. This is me dropping, like, little... No dimes. One knew about it. Yeah, dimes. No one knew. It was like an inside joke. Because what they do is like, when you cruise a strip, it's always so crowded.
David's like, I'm going to reference a show that was on for 3 episodes before it got canceled.
Exactly. But my grandma watched it during Sunday night dinner when she made goulash, goddammit. So I watched it. It was Baywatch,
anyway?
Pacific Blue, and I don't know, it's a Hungarian dish. I don't know. We called it goulash. It was like spaghetti, but with elbow macaroni noodles instead of spaghetti.
You've had it before.
Sorry, I just got reminded me of The Simpsons when they had Nightboat.
Nightboat?
Yeah.
Reminds me of Gumball and Gumball.
Yeah.
Gumball to Gumball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's beach justice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know this one.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's wrong with it?
All right. Simpsons.
Family Guy.
Yeah, it went from Simpsons to Family Guy.
All right. Anyway, Atlantic Blue, what they would do is you're cruising the strip and you're bumping your music because you're trying to look cool. And then they would just pull up on their bike and like tap on your door and be like, hey, can you turn it down? I want to write you a noise violation.
You'd tap on your window with his fingerless gloves.
Yeah, that's what they wore. Like, they're like big Bell bike helmets.
You just
shit.
See the Oakleys in the Bell bike helmet.
Oh, yeah. Those fucking like NASCAR Oakleys that are like cut.
Right.
Oh, my God. Like the prismatic flick. What are they? Not
cheekbones popping so much you think he's got rouge on.
Yeah.
Puts his leg down so he can see the bulge.
Little water bottle in the middle. He's like, gotta refresh.
Spread so many tickets today.
He pretty much looked like Dangle, but on a bicycle.
Right.
Dangle from fucking Reno 911.
The kind of guy who's just always lining up with the sunset so he gets that perfect silhouette when he's chugging his water.
Yeah, but you know the sunglasses have like
can you believe I get paid for this?
The sunglasses with
looking
the lens.
Like the Pepsi man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those lenses that are like, we can't see them. You can't see their eyes. You don't know where they're looking.
Yeah.
They're like mirror.
Mirror.
Mirror. Like cats. Mirror cats. Yeah, so I always call them Atlantic Blue.
Get that pencil out of there.
Those good times.
Sweet.
Back at the beach.
Yeah, hassled by beach cops.
Yeah. Dude, they pull you over on foot sometimes. Just can't go nowhere.
It's not like they had a hard time catching you, I bet.
Well, no, like you're in your car. No, you're cruising the strip in your car. Okay. Yeah, what are you thinking? Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, you're right. If we're both on foot, they're definitely catching me. Although I used to be a lot smaller, so I had a skateboard. They're like, no skateboard. And I'm like, why are you holding me back, man? And I'm like over here just trying to do a kickflip. Like, I can't do anything.
But your skateboarding shouldn't be against the law shirt on.
Yeah, right. Right. Backwards fitted hat.
Right.
That's like too small for my head.
Basically just looking like any number of Three Ninjas villains.
Yeah.
Hair greased back.
Pretty much.
Ill-fitting suit.
I've been out here all day, got sweatbands on my wrist and shit. Sum 41 was big then, so alright, leave me alone.
Wow. Went to the party.
Stormed through the party like my name was El Nino.
The shocking thing is this isn't the first time we mentioned that.
What, Sum 41?
Yeah. That song specifically.
Because you don't. No,
not the song. I've said it before.
It was a skit.
See, I just like that David. My name. The David knows like the complete lyrics because I just do the because you don't.
Because I had it all filler, no killer. Yeah. Or all killer, no filler was the album.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to waste my time. Yeah, become a little better.
Have you seen that?
Society.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to
get
the book.
How most people know it.
Yeah.
I get the booklet, and then I would just like read the lyrics and like learn them.
I mean, it's probably as much as the guy who wrote it remembers it after basically killing himself with alcohol.
Yeah, I probably know it better than I'll be at his concert screaming, no, no, you're doing it all wrong.
He's not in the band anymore.
Yeah. Oh, he's not?
No, that band almost doesn't even exist anymore. Like, they lost like three or four of
them. What about like the fat Mexican guitar player?
Oh, yeah, he's still in it.
Chubby.
He's still in it?
I think he's Indian, actually.
I was like, you fake-ass Chino. The fuck's the Deftones at? That's what I used to call him. I know I'm horrible. But I like the bigger guys. Like, the Papa Roach's drummer was fat. His name is Dave.
You like Fat Mike?
Yeah.
Or is he not fat enough?
No, he's chubby.
Fat Mike.
But he's got cool Liberty Spikes.
NoFX.
NoFX, lead singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fat Mike.
And then Pennywise, their guitar player, was fat. He looked like a trucker. He wore like a trucker hat and had like a fucking rat tail and like a goatee.
The thing I love about the fat
fat comic,
fat cock.
pencil there
about the fat guitarist is like you see like the scoop on the upper side of the guitar, the upper horn.
Yeah,
I love when they're like so fat that they're like titty meat over the top.
Oh yeah, that's how they play the G string.
I'll look for that. That's how you play the G string.
Yeah, is that the top one? I don't fucking know.
Both the top and the bottom are E strings.
E. I knew there was two of them.
For some reason, I thought you were mentioning, like, for some reason, gigantic fat guitar players wear G-strings.
No. Like, that's how they play the top string, with their titty nipple. Is he nip-flicking? He's nip-flicking! He just started freaking out.
Sounds like he's playing with a power drill.
Yeah. I've seen that, by the way. Fear Factory, the guitar player, played a fucking guitar with a drill.
Paul Gilbert does it, too. It's crazy.
He just, like, spins it on the strings.
Uh-huh.
There's no bit in it. It's not like he's drilling through his guitar, but he's like, check this out. He pulls out the band. The crowd goes nuts because they're all drunk. They don't
just right. One more time. Musicians want to be fucking comics, always playing with bits.
Yeah. Right? Goddamn prop musicians. Well, they already have guitar. No. Real musicians are all natural. They don't play no goddamn guitar.
It's acapella.
Use your mouth.
Nothing.
Yeah, use your mouth.
Not the Pentatonix, that's a real band.
That's right. Natural Seven, or whatever the hell they're called.
Seventh Harmony?
Is that what they're called?
I think so.
No, that was called Natural Prussian Five. Blue. I'm thinking Natural Five. Yeah, the Prussian Blues. They got the Prussian Blues. They play a harmonica.
I don't think Matt was here for that episode.
No, the Prussian Blues?
They're a racist.
Yeah,
love it.
Nazi German.
It was two little blonde girls from Bakersfield that are in a neo-Nazi band. Neo-Nazi pop duo.
From Bakersfield, California. Jonathan Davis signed them because that's where Korn's from. So.
That's
I'm joking.
Hilarious.
He didn't really sign them, but Steven knows about them. Yeah. I didn't know about them, but I do now, and I'm a big fan.
And
but
they're
very progressive now.
They were
right?
cured of their Nazism because they smoked weed.
Yeah, well, they're very progressive now because they feel that marijuana should be legal.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
The gays they don't have an opinion on, but weed.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a strong opinion on the gays.
They just say we plead the fifth on that when they get asked about it.
Gay Jeff,
you have music?
No, I'm not pulling up their music.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get pulled off our channel.
Is it like Rammstein?
No, I just want to show. You guys what they look like.
A du hast mich.
Maybe this will be our.
I know that song too.
Our picture for the week.
Let me see them.
What?
They're hot, dude. Holy shit, they're hot.
They're like 12 in that picture.
Like yeah. I said, they're hot. Ew, like too old.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It's gross, but. No, I can see that. They're how old are they now? They're probably really hot now. They're not 12. That's at least 17.
I'm pretty sure this is when they're in the band, and they left the band when they turned 18.
Oh, God. All right. Never mind them.
You absolute animal.
Well, you know.
Hmm. Somebody get a pencil for DW.
Yeah. Stick it in my urethra.
Oh, there we go. That's sound what they look
out.
Like now.
Let's sound it out, boys.
They look like they were on Disney.
Yeah.
Like, like super racist.
They look like they're from the Wizards of N-Wordly Place.
Oh, I know them.
Right.
I know them. They became, no, the, it's Wizards of Waverly Way, isn't it? No. Oh, no, it is Place, and it should be Way, because it's very fucking better name. Who the fuck came up with that name? Don't get me started on it.
Don't right. get D-dubs going.
It's such a stupid, Wizards of Waverly Place. How do you not get the alliteration with Wizards of Waverly Way?
Right.
Who the fuck was in that writing room that didn't throw up a hand and say, hey, I got a better idea for the name of the show?
Right.
Anyway. No, those girls are the ones that became
strong
opinions
about alliteration.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
It's just, right there.
It's right there, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Those girls are the ones that they became Ace of Base, right? They were big Nazis, weren't they?
Right.
You
don't turn around because you're going to see my swastika.
You're going to see my U-boat.
Yeah, right.
A U-boat?
Yeah, U-boat.
Oh, U-boat.
Unterseeboat is like, what it stands for, if you want to get technical.
Yeah. For real?
Yes.
That's what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told you I'm full of stupid facts. Why would anyone need to know that, Matt? I don't know. I can do that. I can quote you some 41 lyrics, but you ask me to do algebra, and I'm out the window.
You can quote Empire Records beginning to end.
Yep, yep.
The whole goddamn thing.
Underwater boat.
But who was, you know, who was the first president? I don't know. I'm kidding. I know it was George Washington.
Carver.
Yeah.
Hey.
He made peanut butter and ran the country.
Yeah.
He's a busy man. I do know. Speaking of presidential facts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Harrison was the shortest president we ever had. It was like 20-something days.
And he was in the Beatles.
Yeah. His wife got stolen from Eric Clapton. That's true.
You have a president, George Harrison, right?
Yeah, George Harrison. Yeah.
President George Harrison.
He was born in
While My Nation Gently Weeps.
Yeah. Here's that song that we all know and love. Here comes the sun.
Boarded the Delaware in his yellow submarine.
Yeah. That's right. How do you think they got across there?
My sergeant at arms, Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah. As they're just slaying everybody, singing, here comes the sun that morning.
We got to beat the British, but we all the British.
They were Americans.
We'll be in the strawberry fields forever.
Yeah.
Get out of my flat, you lousy paperback writer.
You're giving me Norwegian wood.
Oh, hey, John.
He was in America's infancy. Every album was the White Album.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
With those little Russian sisters.
But they were all inspired by black people.
Hand me my revolver.
Revolver. My flintlock.
Yeah, what have we called? Flintlock? Yeah, what have we called? Flintlock?
Yeah, give me my flintlock.
Oh, my God.
A musket.
President George Harrison, what is your foreign policy? Let live. Let it be.
When should you legally be allowed to turn? When I turn 64? Oh, yeah. This is going to kill with the 60 and up demographic that listens to How to Die Alone.
First Lady Eleanor Rigby.
Jesus. Perfect. And scene.
Yeah. We just rewrote American history.
Eleanor Rigby and. Yes, and. Eleanor Rigby. Jesus.
She keeps her face in a jar by the door.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are the lyrics, people. Bro.
Oh, yeah. Donnie is back.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, isn't he, like, crashing on John's couch or something?
What, Jacobs?
No.
No.
Jay Murray?
Selman.
John.
Oh.
John.
Yeah. Norwegian wood guy. Right. Johnny wakes him up in the morning. We're gonna get a protein shake, bro. John's like, can you please?
Dude, what if
like,
John ends up getting like super jacked?
It's like one in the morning. It's like one in the afternoon. What are you doing awake, Donnie?
You were up until 9 a.m.
He's like, someone was like, make mine with.
I don't sleep, bro.
Someone's like, make mine with vodka, please. Here's your chocolate banana vodka protein shake.
Oh, God. He made Mitch weird.
Made Mitch weird.
He's probably working him out. Come on, Mitch, you gotta do more squats.
Cat's dig got deep. A crew cut.
.com.
He's got. Hey, John, I shaved a cat.
This is all inside baseball.
He's sitting
point.
In the litter box with his sunglasses on. At the cat beach, bro.
You get like a little like you get like one of those little sun chairs, and he's sitting in there with like an umbrella.
Cat daiquiris.
Wait, so you're saying that Donnie made John's cat, Mitch.
A bro.
Into a mini Donnie.
Yeah. Sitting in the litter box like it's at the beach.
Yeah.
Broed him out, dude. Mitch is a bro now.
That's so funny.
he's got empty litter containers and he's just like lifting them, just like bench pressing them.
Mow. Mow.
Yeah.
Cat's like, meow, which means, can you spot me, bro?
Yeah. He's got like huge biceps.
He just does a couple. He injects some catnip into his arm so he can bulk up.
Perfect.
We got any plugs?
28th side splitters. Yeah, you said it's changed to.
You're Steve. Getting a different Miller this time.
Yeah, Steve Miller. I'll be opening for Steve Miller, which I was happy to open for Ken Miller, but man, I'm happy to open for Steve Miller. This is gonna be awesome.
No relation.
No relation.
Yeah. You went from chocolate to vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went from a squeaky clean black comic to a elderly filthy white comic.
I'm not getting shit off of baby. How much did you pay for baby? Oh, my bits. God. Yeah. Of course.
You do that, I'm not going to come see the show, Maddie.
Bleh.
Bleh. Fucking dog is killing me
old
right
man
now.
Man coming yogurt.
What you got, D-dubs?
An open mic here or there.
Laughing like Malcolm on Kill Tony.
You know me, I don't get booked.
I sleep in my car.
I'm going to say happy birthday today to Norm MacDonald.
Oh, cool, he made it.
His birthday, if he's still alive when this comes out. His birthday is today, Wednesday the 17th. So happy birthday, Norm. I know you're an avid listener.
I'm doing a show at Bula Cafe in St. Pete, November 10th.
Wait, they're redoing Bula now?
Yeah, Chuck's doing it now.
Oh, Chuck. Boy.
Chuck is running the Kava.
As long as it's
scene.
Not fucking Mike Free, that guy's a piece of shit.
I mean, Chuck is like the Kava man.
Right, Turgeon.
Fucking every room.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got karaoke, too.
It's
spots.
Outdoors.
He's got
do you
a
know?
Mic. Yeah, I'm aware. Okay. I've been there.
Oh, all right. I didn't know.
I lived in St. Pete.
Yeah.
You wouldn't come across this. No, I'm just kidding. So I'll be there.
You probably did hang out at fucking Kava places when you lived in St. Pete.
Yeah, goddamn right. I
rode my fixie up there.
60.
So it'll be me, Jarrett Moore, James Mathis, and Matt Carter.
Fun.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Dude
There's centric. No girls? Where's the girl?
Dude centric.
Gotta get like a hold on.
You should come there so we can have
Shelly. Shelly's a Kava. Oh, yeah. I can see what you did there. You
Kombucha.
Yeah, Shelly's a Kava comic.
Kombucha.
Marie.
Was
Marie
that like a it. Halloween thing?
I just made it up.
Kombucha.
Ew.
Ew. Ooh, I want to fuck your blood.
Blah!
That guy hounding Jeff was a vampire. He's like, I want to suck your chud.
Jeff Klein, we love you.
Yeah, love you, gay Jeff.
You got anything else, though?
Just oh, yeah, that was his first headlining, too. You did good.
You said that already.
I said it on the internet. I don't know if I said
you
it.
You said it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was his first time. I loved it.
Matt's on like 3 hours of sleep in the past 20 hours. He has no idea what he's saying.
3 hours drinks. I mean, 3 hours sleep, four cocktails probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Four drink Matt.
Trash. He drank a whole bottle of Gatorade on the way here and then filled it up by the time he got here.
Yeah. Pretty much.
He had to like hydrate and then detox at the same time or whatever.
All right, well.
That was fun.
Bye, people.